Well, Brenda, let's get started. You know, maybe something came up for him. Go ahead and call the roll.
Okay, England?
Here.
Greenfield?
Here.
Carpin?
Here.
Lengus?
Here.
Morris?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Sheets? Blumhart?
Here. And we have a quorum. I'd like to welcome everyone participating in today's telephone conference call meeting or listening online. This meeting is streaming live on SD.net, a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants, including board members, please identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. Please mute your phone when not speaking. This meeting is also being recorded, and the audio will be available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions Portal, follow the link, and select the name of the board. First thing on our agenda today would be the approval of the minutes from the February 18th, 2021 meeting. Are there any additions or corrections?
Morris moves to approve.
Carpin second.
Carpin second.
Morris made a motion. Carpin second. Further discussion. Hearing none, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Call the roll, I guess.
Yeah, we need to do roll call.
Yeah.
John, are you on now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. All right. England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Lengus?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets? Blumhart?
Aye. Motion carried. Next is the mining issues, the consent calendar. Mr. Klein, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Anything that we should be just aware of other than normal, or is just all this pretty much normal stuff?
Pretty much normal. The only thing I'd throw out as an anomaly was the release liability on the second page for the Panic out of Holdingford, Minnesota. Those sites they had advertised and never had mined at. It was just a large quantity. It was in their business model to advertise, and they never got the contract, so that's why they're closing out so many at one time. They'd never mind at them.
All right. Any other board members got questions or anything for Mr. Klein? Well, hearing none, somebody want to make a motion to approve the consent calendar?
Motion to approve by Lengus.
Second by Carpin.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, Brenda, would you call the roll, please?
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Lengus?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Keith?
Aye.
Blumhart?
Aye. Motion carried. Next would be release of liability insurance and surety for James L. Dean exploration notice of intent 415. Ms. Hudson, are you there?
I am.
Do you want to give us a little bit of background on this?
Sure. So Mr. Dean was issued EX-9415 in September of 2011. EX-9 was to excavate a 5,000-ton bulk sample from a slate outcropping along Gimlet Creek about 3.5 miles east of Rochford. In 2012, Mr. Dean excavated roughly 100 tons from the outcropping, and since that time there was no further exploration activity at the site, and he began reclamation of the site in 2016. He filed for release of liability last September 2020. We conducted a closer inspection on the site on September 16th of 2020, and we determined at that time that the site had been successfully reclaimed. Because it's on Forest Service land, we contacted the U.S. Forest Service to also verify that they found the reclamation was acceptable. They completed their review and got a response back to us finally just in the past few weeks on March 26th of 2021. And they stated that they had completed their review and had no objections to the closure of the project or the release of liability. So at this time, we recommend release of Mr. Dean's reclamation liability and irrevocable letter of credit number 7311-000423 from First Interstate Bank in Hill City in the amount of $3,800.
Thank you. Board members, anybody have any questions for Ms. Hudson?
Chairman Glenn? Bob?
Yes. Bob?
Roberta? The EXNI was a mining exploration permit?
Yeah, it was for mineral exploration, yes.
Okay. And if we release the surety and the letter of credit, is the permit terminated? So that if he wanted to go do additional work, he would have to go through the permitting process all over again?
Yes. Technically, it's not a permit, but yes, he would have to file new paperwork with us to reestablish that.
Okay, so EXNI 415 is terminated, whatever that is.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else have any questions for Ms. Hudson? Do you want to hear a motion to approve this release of liability and surety?
Morris moves.
England second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none. Brenda, would you call the roll, please?
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Langus?
Aye.
Moores?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Blumhardt?
Aye. Well, we're cruising right through this agenda. Now would be the time when we open up the meeting for public comment with accordance with South Dakota Codified Law 1-25-1. Is there anyone on or anybody know of anyone who wants to speak now?
I had no one call requesting the phone number to join the meeting, so I don't think anyone's on.
All right, well, hearing none, we will close that portion of the meeting. Next meeting, I did talk to everyone. Jessica, you're a hard lady to get a hold of. I tried you a number of times, and you're tough to get a hold of. I did visit with the rest of the board members other than Chairman Haig. about having a meeting in person next month. So, Brenda, go ahead and explain kind of where we're at with that, please.
Well, what we would do is we would have the meeting in the training center and also have it where people can join remotely if they're not comfortable coming to Pier. That is something the Water Management Board has been doing for quite some time now, and it works out pretty well. We have the Volkswagen mitigation plan on the agenda for next month, and we just thought maybe if people would be willing to come, it might be a little more informative if they can be here in person and see what's being presented. That's all.
Did you also not say something, May is our normal time when we get our updates from our mines?
Yeah. Bobby, are you still on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Are we going to be able to do that with the mining reports?
Yeah, I was kind of waiting to see if we were going to meet in person. If we are, then, yeah, I'd love to get them guys set up, too.
Okay.
Anyone have any questions or comments about doing it live next month together?
No, I'm all for it.
All right. Well, in visiting with everybody, other than you, I know the rest of us have, by then we'll have had both our COVID shots. So, besides, we haven't seen
each other. I will have as well.
Okay. All right. So then we will plan it that way, Brenda, and I'll talk to Chairman Haig when he gets back about it.
Very good. We will still have the option for people to participate remotely, too.
Yes.
Okay.
Anybody have anything else they want to bring up? All right. Well, then, I need a motion to adjourn.
Carpet moves.
Peterson second.
Brenda, would you call the roll, please?
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Harpin?
Aye.
Langus?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Blumhart?
Aye. Thank you, guys.